Today, our opening prayer and even our readings speak about value, the things that we value. We see what Solomon valued. He wanted wisdom. That's the type of thing he would ask for. What would we ask for? What are the things we most value in life? A good point for our meditation, which will now be continued by our summer seminary and intern, Brian Carpenter.
These hot and humid summer days that we've been having lately have led me to contemplate that old American adage, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Chocolatey coated, ice cream loaded, big and thick, no room for a stick. Surely this treat is worth some sort of sacrifice. So I ask you, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Now, of course, I'm asking this question somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but in some ways, the kingdom of God can be likened to a Klondike bar. In today's gospel, Jesus makes 4 points about the kingdom of God. And the first point is that, like a Klondike bar, the kingdom of God requires some sacrifice. Now, this should come as no surprise to any of us. After all, everything we value in life requires some form of sacrifice. We often sacrifice money and sometimes our dignity for things like a Klondike bar. We also sacrifice our leisure time in order to advance our careers or to study or to do an extra credit project. Some of us sacrifice time and energy and money so that we can raise children or take care of an elderly family member. Some of us even sacrifice sleep so that we can be in line at midnight to get our copy of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Today's gospel tells us that the sacrifice required for the kingdom of God is nothing short of all that we are. Like the merchant and the laborer, we too must be willing to sell everything that we own if we wish to enter the kingdom of God. In other words, the kingdom of God is not something that we can enter half-heartedly. This is difficult for us because we're attached to many things in this world. There are many things that we get attached to that prevent us from giving ourselves wholly to God. For some of us, it's our careers. For others, it's things like our titles, such as doctor or lawyer or priest or seminary and intern. For some of us, it's our possessions. But regardless of what it is, we need to be willing to detach ourselves from these things. We need to be willing to sell these things off so that we can give ourselves wholly to God. The second point that Jesus makes in today's gospel is that the sacrifice that's required is minimal if we truly see the value of the kingdom. Both the merchant and the laborer recognize the immense value of what they have found. Incidentally, it doesn't seem to matter how they found it. Today's paper had an article about why men aren't in church, and one of the comments it made in the article is that a lot of the men who do come to church are dragged by somebody to church. And so I'm happy to tell you that if you happen to be one of those people, it doesn't matter. The point is that you're here and that you recognize the value of what you find here. Like the merchant and the laborer wasn't seeking out this buried treasure. He stumbled upon it. The merchant, on the other hand, was seeking out pearls of great price. But the important thing is that when they found what they found, they recognize the immense value. They recognize it so much that they run off and they sell everything that they own. I think most of us would think twice before we sold everything that we own. But these guys ran off, they didn't hesitate, they didn't consult anybody. It's almost as if they found a deal better than GM's employee pricing. We too must recognize the value of the kingdom of God. When we experience God's radical forgiveness, which is totally undeserved, how can we be anything but awestruck? How can we not want to be part of a God who accepts us for who we are? A God who doesn't ask us to make excuses for our actions? How can we not want to be a part of a God who sees us exactly as we are, Who knows we've disobeyed him? Who knows we're scarred, we're broken, we're covered in warts, and still embraces us anyway? A God who loves us not because we've done something, but simply because we are. How can we not want to be part of that? Sadly, there are many people in our society today who don't see that value. Jesus makes this clear in his parable as well. After all, the person who has the pearl of great price is willing to sell it to the merchant. The landowner is perfectly willing to sell this field with the buried treasure in it. It seems that they don't recognize the value of what they have. Instead, they just simply dismiss this pearl for one amongst many other pearls, or this field for just another field. People today are no different. I experience this quite often in my own life when I tell people that I'm a Catholic seminarian. This career path, or vocational path as it is, elicits one of two responses from people. The first is one of gratitude and joy or thanksgiving, which I hope is directed at God and not myself. But the second response that it'll elicit at times is one of deep questioning. Why would you want to do that? Long hours, low pay, no sex? Who would want to do this to themselves? What could possibly be worth that sacrifice? I think as Catholics, we all face a similar criticism. Why would you want to come to church and give up your Sunday mornings? Why do you want to listen to a bunch of celibate men talk to you about moral issues? Why do we as a parish make sacrifices so that we can be part of a larger worldwide community? We must seem just as foolish as the merchant and the laborer when we decide to give up things for Lent, when we don't eat meat on Fridays. But perhaps we're not as foolish as we seem. Perhaps there is a value to what we're doing, but only is that value there if we understand the value of the kingdom of God. In other words, perhaps the foolish person isn't the merchant who runs off and sells everything, but perhaps the foolish person is the person who's holding on to this pearl and doesn't recognize what it is that they have. The last point that Jesus makes in today's gospel is told in the parable about the net and the fish. And this parable parallels last week's gospel about the wheat and the weeds. And the point I want to make about it is that this net catches a multitude of fish, but the good fish and the bad fish aren't sorted out until the very end, until they've been reeled in and placed on the boat. In other words, God doesn't sort out the good from the bad while they're in the net still in the water. He waits till the very last moment. I think this is God's way of giving us every last opportunity to convert our lives, every opportunity to embrace him. Our God reaches out to us with wide open arms and asks us to embrace him in the same way that he embraces us. There's no time like the present to reach out and to embrace God. Therefore, ask yourself, what are the things in my life that I need to turn away from? What are those things that are keeping me from embracing God? What do I need to shift my focus to? How can I focus on that heavenly treat? What should I be doing for a Klondike bar?